The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, the sun really started to peep out this week, and hopefully it's here to stay, maybe after a few showers this weekend. Let's not be too optimistic or too greedy about hugging the sunshine. But we all know sunshine gives us that bit more of a pep in our step. But what does it do to our brains? Does it make us spend more, work better, maybe even concentrate more? I'm joined by Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, Dr. Ruth Freeman. Ruth, you're very welcome. What does sunshine do to our brains?
Sunshine produces a hormone called serotonin. As you say, it makes us feel good. It makes us feel calm and focused. And of course, it helps us to produce vitamin D and nitric oxide to keep our body in working well. But yes, it does have an impact on our brain, and we don't fully understand what it does. Generally, it does make us feel more optimistic because things look good, and we probably make decisions then because we think things are going to go well. So that can influence how we behave.
Some of those decisions can be spur of the moment, because I don't know if it's backed up, but there's certainly an impression that people are more relaxed and in better form in bright sunny weather, but road rage in hot weather seems to increase, does it?
Well, one of the things that happen with the sunshine is we all get out and interact, and of course with higher temperatures that can cause arousal. So we do. A study in Phoenix, Arizona, at traffic lights, a researcher sat in her car and she just waited when the traffic light changed, and they counted how many times people honked at her depending on the temperature. So from April to August in the same year, and there's a linear relationship between the frequency and the number of honks as the temperature gets up. So people do get more aroused.
Some of the regulars probably spotted the reg on that car and said, what's this person that's doing this every day? And that put them in a frenzy. But when it comes to spending money, shopping,
so there is evidence that we spend a little bit more, and actually we're probably not concentrating that well. So a study in Australia, an ambush study, put funny objects around a shop, and then they asked people when they came out, did they remember seeing them? People remembered three times more on cloudy days. On sunny days, we are spending more. So again, studies in shops over the period of a year show we will spend more, and people exposed to artificial sunlight and then tested to see what would you buy from this list, choose to buy more things and buy more unusual things.
And there was a very interesting study about hiring people in different kinds of weather, the people doing conducting the interviews. And
that's right. So the phrase from the researchers here was that clouds suit nerds. So when interviewers in American colleges were looking at students on cloudy days, they were more likely to rate better students who had really strong records of academic performance, whereas on sunny days they took into account people who had good athletic ability, good extracurricular activity. And that's because our brain is so good at imagining how things fit in, so we can see someone who's good at athletic performance performing on a sunny day.
Are there differences between how men and women react to sunshine and warm weather?
There's really interesting research that came out in Nature Metabolism last year from Israel, and this was about our appetite in the summer. So you might think, oh, we want to eat less in the summer, it's hot. But in fact, that's not true if you're a man. So they looked at 3,000 participants and they mapped their food over the whole year and saw that men were eating approximately 300 calories extra per day. So that's quite a bit. It's enough to cause weight gain if you're doing it all the time. So they then investigated what was going on behind this by exposing people to 25 minutes of sunlight. And what they found was it increased a hormone called ghrelin. People may have heard of it. It's a hormone that boosts your appetite, but only in men. And this is fascinating. They think it's mediated through a really important protein called P53, which is involved in cancer.
So they've identified it, but they may not necessarily know why.
Well, it's blocked by estrogen. This is the fascinating thing. And they've managed to replicate this in mice as well. So for men particularly, if you're heading out at the sun and that barbecue, the sun might be causing you to eat a little bit more than you should.
Yeah, well, of course, somebody can. When somebody pulls them up on it, they can say, look, it's just a biological response to the sun. It's not my fault. We'll have to leave it there. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.